A new church sanctuary opened its doors in the small Texas town of Sutherland Springs this morning. About a year and a half ago, First Baptist Church was the site of a deadly mass shooting. More than two dozen people were killed and many others were wounded. Joy Palacios of Texas Public Radio reports that church members hope their fast rebuilding effort will serve as an inspiration to others.
The new sanctuary was full during a public memorial where the names and ages of the 26 people killed were read aloud, and the bell of the church was rung for each one.
Sarah John Johnson, 68. Lou White, 71. Joanne Looking Bill Ward, 30. Brooke Brian Ward, 5.
This is the same bell that was in the sanctuary where the shooting happened. The new bell tower is now the tallest building in Sutherland Springs, a town of about 500 people. First Baptist Church pastor Frank Pomeroy says he hopes the new building will bring hope to people.
And it'll be a beacon on a hill that people can look to wherever they're at and be reminded of what God's done here. It's not about the building, but it's about the provisions of God and what He's done for us over these last 18 months.
On November 5th, 2017, a gunman stormed the small sanctuary behind the new building. He killed 26 people and injured 20 more. Pomeroy's 14-year-old daughter, Annabelle, was among those killed. His wife, Sherry Pomeroy, says it's been an emotional roller coaster in these past 18 months.
Everybody's on a different spot in the grief scale, and that's okay. You know, we're here to lift each other up. When somebody has a bad day, then somebody else is having a good day, and that balances things out just like in any relationship.
The new church and community center is sprawling compared to the previous sanctuary. Most of the building materials and work were donated, with help provided by the North American Mission Board. Many survivors of the shooting were at the memorial. Gunny Macias is one of them. He was shot 5 times. He says that this is more than just a building.
To me, this church means this building. I'm sorry, this house, because it's God's house. We're the church. So I see glory that God prevailed. It was a dark, dark day, but God shined its light and life grew.
Since the shooting, many of those here in Sutherland Springs have adopted a mantra that says evil did not win. Julie Workman is another survivor. She says those that are still here are meant to help tell the story.
We're left here to tell the story of God's grace and mercy and His hand and protection that went on that day to show that God is alive and well.
The original sanctuary still stands and serves as a memorial. Its future is uncertain, though. Pastor Pomeroy says it will always be hallowed ground, but the church membership will decide if it stands or is demolished. For NPR News, I'm Joy Palacios in Sutherland Springs, Texas.